Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles exchanged marriage vows yesterday, a day later than planned, so the prince could attend the funeral of Pope John Paul II. For the finally married couple, the delay simply put off for a day, making legal what had long been acknowledged. But for collectors of royal souvenirs, the wrong wedding date had been printed on countless thimbles, mugs, and towels, and that wasn't so bad at all. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Windsor, England.
Down the street from Windsor Castle, a court jester entertained the royal-watching, trinket-shopping throngs with a little fife music. At Clinton's card shop, Michelle Long picked up a picture book to add to her collection of royal souvenirs.
I have a very big collection. It's embarrassingly big.
The former Michigan resident said that the fact that many of the souvenirs were made before the wedding date was changed made them extra special.
I have been going around today and bought the stamps with the wrong date on them and the plate with the wrong date and the shot glass, etc. So yes, I am trying to get whatever I can with the April 8th date.
There was little time between the original wedding announcement and the event itself, so manufacturers had to rush to produce their Charles and Camilla plates, mugs, books, and other monarchic gewgaws.
649, please.
The baubles sold quickly at the Windsor Information Center opposite the Guildhall, where the royals tied the knot. Chris Mansfield, a local official, showed customers his wares.
The souvenir tankards are approximately 4 inches high. Choice of colors of pale blue or white, and on those is a small motif that sets out the date and also refers to the wedding of Camilla to Charles.
Straight from the royal household, Maynard's goods are among the pricier ones in Windsor.
They are decorated with gold edging, and they are retailing at £20 each.
Supplies began to dwindle as the monarchists and day trippers snapped up pens, bags, and the huge terry cloth swatches that locals call tea towels. Some merchants reported that they were seeing their sold-out items reappearing on eBay at steeply higher prices. But Stephen Jackson of the Commemorative Collectors Society warns that royal souvenirs don't appreciate in value quickly.
I have to say, given 40 or 50 years, you're not talking of 5 or 10 years. It takes a long time for these things to mature. The generation that bought them and remember the event has to die.
Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Windsor.